Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, featuring programs from radio's past. I'm your host, Mark LeVernier. Coming up in this hour, horror, later on from a 1942 broadcast of Lights Out. But first, it's dark fantasy with the tale The Thing from the Darkness, from April 3rd, 1942 on NBC.
The first chance a man gets sleep in this country, and the dad blame telephone has to wake me up. I should let it ring till doomsday. Yes? Yes, this is Sand Canyon Airport. Oh, this is Don Thurman speaking. Yeah, there's a plane here. Where? Mantella. Care much for that trip across the desert, but if you need the plane, they're willing to pay me for flying it to you. It will make it 600, and it's a deal. All right, I'll make the arrangements. Yeah, you can expect me in about 7 hours if everything goes all right. Yeah, fine. And have that 600 waiting for me. I'll need it at Mantella. Northeast, 13 degrees. And Mantella lies in that direction. I'm going to buck a headwind most of the way, I'm afraid. And those mountains worry me. They're dangerous. Let's see now. Over this way, it's Santia. No, not that way for me. If I ever ended up in Santia, I wouldn't want to bet anything on my chances of getting to that place and coming out to tell about it. I can't stay up here much longer. That sandstorm over the desert's getting worse every minute. I can't see a thing down there. Thick as pea soup. Oh, confound it. There goes the motor. Choked up with sand. Well, here it goes. I can't see where I'm heading, but maybe I can bring her in on her belly. Drums. Trouble. They've been pounding in my ears for hours. Oh, my eyes blinded by that awful sandstorm. I can't see. Don't know whether it's day or night. All I know is that someone found me out there on that desert and brought me here. Is that someone? Someone there.
I have come to take you to the king. You will be placed in the den of the leopards.
Leopards?
It is our custom here to feed uninvited guests as a sacrifice to the leopards of the pit.
What is this?
It nears the time of the full moon. When the moon is full, its rays affect our leopards, maddens them, makes them vicious beyond control. Only the flesh of man will quiet them. And only the king can perform the ceremony of sacrifice.
King? What king?
King of Santia.
Am I at Santia?
You are. Yes, you have come where white man is forbidden.
But my plane was forced down on the desert. I was purposely avoiding Santia. I was trying to reach Mantella.
You were 500 miles from Mantella.
But I can't be. I was only in that storm for a few hours.
The storm has been raging for 3 days.
3 days? Why, I've been only 2 hours on the desert. The storm came up only a few hours ago.
The entire desert has been covered with a storm for 3 days.
But I don't understand.
You were discovered only because the Anna has once again displayed her temper towards her father.
Iana?
Daughter of King Genasi. It has been arranged that Iana is to wed within the changing of the moon. And Iana has rebelled. She attempted to flee Santia through the desert storm. She was followed. She was discovered there with you.
Then she found me?
Yes. The two of you will return hitherto to the village. Now you will come with me.
My eyes. I can't see a thing.
It is the justice of Santia.
What do you mean?
Come.
You will have to guide me.
Then take my arm. Now.
All right. Let's go.
This way.
How far?
Right. Tanamahasi!
What's the matter?
Tanamahasi! Tanamahasi!
What in thunder are you talking about?
They're in the sand. Tanamahasi. Big foot.
I told you I can't see.
Big foot, Tanamahasi. Big leopard foot. Followed by man.
Leopard foot?
Yes, they're in the sand. Leopard tracks. Followed by man tracks. Come, hurry.
Wait a minute.
We must hurry. Evil spirits set loose again by full moon. Tanamahasi. Big leopard. Come, we hurry.
I have brought you the prisoner, wise one.
Prisoner? Look here, what is this?
You have come, Mr. Thurman, where you are not welcome.
I tried to tell your flunky here that I didn't come to Santia purposely. I was headed for Mantella.
You are not a very wise man, Mr. Thurman, to make such an unwise statement. Mantelli is 500,000 miles from here.
No, I got off my course. I ran into a sandstorm. My plane was forced down.
It's a likely tale.
But it's true. I was blinded by the sand. I'm still blind. If you have a doctor,
I... You say you are blind?
I am. I need medical attention right away.
Blind? It is the justice of Santia.
What are you talking about?
It is a law that should a white man look upon the countenance of Princess Iana, his eyes shall be blinded.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tanasi. I've never seen your princess.
We found you with her on the desert.
Well, I was unconscious when you found me.
But she was with you.
Then she found the same spot where I took refuge.
We are not fools here, Mr. Thurman.
Fools? I don't understand.
It is so ridiculously evident.
What's so evident?
I have made complete arrangements for my daughter to wed. She has refused to marry as I wish her to. And last night, she fled from Santia. And when we found her, she was with you.
But what you think isn't true.
You had the rendezvous there with her.
No.
How many times you have met, I do not know. But each meeting has been in complete defiance of the laws of Santia. That no white man may look upon the countenance of the prince.
I deny it. I don't know your princess.
The evidence speaks for itself. You are blind.
From the sandstorm.
No. Because the gods are vengeful.
I tell you, the sand blinded me. It's only temporary.
It was written ages ago that whatever white man looks upon the countenance of Santia Princess will be doomed forever to eternal blindness.
It's not eternal. It's sand blindness. It happens to lots of men who get caught in sandstorms. All I need is a doctor.
No doctor can cure the blindness sent down by the gods.
Give me a chance. I may be blind permanently if you don't let a doctor look at my eyes.
King Genasi.
Your daughter approaches.
Come in, my daughter.
My father. My father, have you heard?
Heard what, my child?
Tanimahasi.
Tanimahasi?
Yes. He was in the camp again last night. Leopard footprints are near your house, followed by man feet.
Tanimahasi.
It's the evil spirit again in the full of the moon.
I saw them too. Many tracks. Big.
We must tell the wise ones. They will work a charm to protect us.
But first, we must dispose of the prisoner.
Look here. Silence. My daughter, come here.
Yes, father?
This white man. Look you at his face. And tell me, where have you seen him before? Well, my child?
I do not know him. I have never seen him before.
But my king, I saw them together.
Silence, Ivan! You are most wise, my daughter. You are most wise to deny your foreign lover.
But I'm not her lover. I've never seen her. I can't even see her now.
The American is blind, Diana.
Blind?
Because he has broken the law. Because he is looked upon the face of a princess of Santilla, the gods have blinded him.
It's not true. I've never seen her face. Ask her. She'll tell you it's not true.
Take him back to the prison hut. And let him wait there until the body of wise ones sit in judgment of his crime. Silence, Naomi. Silence, my two pretty ones. Tonight is a night of the moon. Tonight is a night we hunt.
Drums. Still pounding. My eyes burning in my head. Well, if I could only find a little cool water. Yeah. I wonder where I am. The king told Ivan to take me to the prison hut, but instead he brought me here. Here? Where? Somewhere out in the open. Bushes, shrubbery all around it. Wait a minute. What's that? A light. Up there through the trees. A light. Why, it's a star. I can see. I can see again. One lonely, single little star in a sky of heavy clouds. And there. Coming over the ridge. The full moon. What's that? Someone. Something there in those bushes. Is someone there?
Be quiet, Americano.
Who is it?
Iana.
Princess Iana?
Do not speak so loudly.
Why are you here?
I came to see you. I went first to the prison, but it was empty. Then I knew there had been trickery. Ivan did not do what my father ordered.
No. He brought me here instead. Where are we?
On the edge of Decana.
Decana? The precipice.
Yes. It is hundreds of feet over the side of the Carno. Listen. This rock. I will show you. Ivan knew you were blind. He left you here alone, knowing you would eventually wander over the edge and be crushed on the jagged rocks down there. He could not wait for the sacrifice.
Sacrifice?
Yes. With each fullness of the moon, the leopards in the pit of Santilla become madly enraged. The wise men say the moon rays affect them. They must be appeased by the flesh of a human.
And the moon will soon be full again.
Yes, Donaldo.
A pleasant thought.
Oh, but Ivan could not wait. He fears all Americanos. So he brought you here to be a victim of Decano.
Oh, a nice fellow.
I despise him. And my father says I must marry him.
You mean... You don't mean you're supposed to marry him.
Do you blame me for running away?
I certainly don't.
Even death on the desert would have been better than him.
Princess, why have you come here?
Because I would not have you die, as Ivan wishes.
How did you find me?
I have ways.
Tell me, Iban said the storm on the desert had been blowing for 3 days. Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
But I was only an hour and a half journey from San Felidor. I ran into the storm suddenly.
I cannot say about that. Donato, your eyes. You look upon me as though you see me.
I do see you. My sight has come back.
Oh, no.
You're not glad I can see again?
No. I mean, oh, yes, I... But, Donato, to look upon my face...
Oh, nonsense. That's all a lot of tripe. Oh, what's that?
Tanimahasi.
What?
Tanimahasi, evil leopard spirit.
Oh, look here. What is this evil spirit business?
Tanimahasi, leopard. Wherever he goes, tracks always followed by those of man. They kill at the full of moon.
A leopard man?
Oh, do not say so.
Why?
Because... He is a leopard man.
Have you ever seen him?
Oh, listen.
Come on. That's right over here someplace.
Oh, Donaldo, have care. It is an evil spirit, a spirit that kills.
You have any kind of a weapon?
Only a small dagger.
Oh, give it to me.
Oh, no weapon will harm Tanimahasi.
Oh, we'll see. Oh, wait. The clouds are... Oh, there he is. Over there.
It's Ivan. Oh. Oh, look at him.
He's been...
He will die. We must take him back to the village.
He's unconscious. Jungle.
No. Do not touch him.
Who's that?
Father.
Iana. Go at once to your hut and remain there. I fear the gods even now hide their faces from you.
Oh, but Father, Ivan is badly hurt.
Go at once. Now, Mr. Diamond.
This man needs attention.
Put him down.
What?
I said put him down.
But he's badly wounded.
By the claws of an animal.
Yes. We heard the animal screaming. The princess tells me it's a leopard man.
It is true. Tanimahasi, the evil spirit. A spirit which takes possession of a man and changes him into a leopard.
Yes, but what man? Who?
We have not known up to now.
Up to now?
Look at your hands.
Blood.
Deep beneath your nails.
But I...
It is an evil disease, Mr. Thurman. To bring it here among us is still more evil.
But I say, look here. Do you think I did this?
I repeat. Look at your hands.
Oh, no, you're wrong. It's Ivan's blood.
So it is.
But I got it on my hands when I tried to help him.
Put him down. Mr. Thurman, I do not try to escape. Ivan will be returned to the camp. Our medicine men will heal him. You will go with me now.
Where?
Your spirit must be destroyed. You have had the wisdom of our elders, Mr. Thurman. You are guilty of a most foul sin against us. You must pay the penalty. And you, unfortunate daughter, are equally guilty with him. I cannot plead for you. The law is so written. You have sinned too, Iana. Tomorrow night, the two of you shall perish.
This stone stairway leads to the leopard pit. The two of you go first.
Come, Donaldo. Be brave.
I'm thinking of you, Iana.
It is 100 feet into the earth. We are halfway down now. Look up above us.
Good Lord. This pit is immense, huge and round.
Yes.
And look up there. All the tribespeople of Santia perched around its ridge, peering down.
Yeah, to watch this sacrifice.
Yeah. But how can they see down here? It's pitch dark. We can hardly make our way in the blackness.
Soon, the full moon will be directly above the pit. It is only when the moon is full that its rays reach here into the depths. And its beams madden the leopards.
Iana, I see the beast now. Two of them. There's a man down there with them, petting them. Look, your father.
No.
He's a white man.
I too am white. But I am not his daughter. He has been king of Santia for many years. He stole me when I was an infant at Mantella because he wanted a white princess.
Iana, the moon.
It's coming over the edge of the pit. The people up there can see us now. You see, the moon rays affect the beasts quickly.
Move on, down to the pit's bottom.
Come, Donaldo.
Iana, there must be some escape for you.
I am not afraid, Donaldo.
No, isn't there any way to escape?
Only one. An impossible one.
What does he mean?
It has always been the belief that if the prisoners are not truly guilty, the leopards will not harm them.
There. The full moon is directly over the pit.
I remain here. You too, through this iron gate.
Donaldo. There is only one more gate now. The one that separates us from the animals. Come.
Look how that man controls those animals.
It is the power of the full moon.
Then there is another way out. If we can keep away from the animals until the moon has crossed the pit.
No, no, that would be ours. The leopards will be released upon us any moment. This is as far as we go.
Alinia! Minikana! Niakana! Alinia! Minikana! Niakana!
Ian, if I could only save you.
There is no way. Courage, Donaldo.
No, I'm not afraid for myself.
Now, you die. Now I offer you to the gods. Open the gate.
No. Wait, Ian. Look, the moon.
Donaldo. It is gone.
Dark. Did the moon cross the pit?
Oh, no, no, it did not come.
It's behind the cloud.
Oh, Donaldo. The leopards. My father. They'll kill him.
No. No, Chica. No. No. Down. Down. Get back. Get away from me. No. 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 No.
Heard The Thing from the Darkness. Tonight's original tale of dark fantasy by Scott Bishop, originating in the studios of WKY. Ben Morris was heard tonight as Donald Thurman. Eleanor Naylor Corrin was Princess Iana. Fred Wayne played King Tanasi. And Muir Hite was Ivan. Next Friday night at this same time, listen to the 21st tale in this series of weird and unusual dark fantasy adventures. Created for you by Scott Bishop. Next week's story is called The Edge of the Shadow, which tells of a dairy farmer in Vermont, of a strange dream that is all too real, and of what this dream finally means in the scheme of his destiny. Tom Paxton speaking. Dark Fantasy comes to you from Oklahoma City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Dark Fantasy, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 3rd of April, 1942 on NBC. This is An Hour of Horror on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. And perusing the radio schedule for the night of October 27th, 1942, the evening where this next broadcast of Lights Out played, it seems in terms of the genre, it didn't really have much competition. It was broadcast during prime time at 8 o'clock in the evening on WABC Radio, and other stations were airing programs like quiz shows. On WOR, it was Can You Top This? On WNEW, a movie quiz show. And on New York City's big NBC affiliate, WEAF, Ginny Sims was on the air with variety and music. Now let's hear that episode of Lights Out called Mongara from October 27th, 1942 on CBS.
Fire and Ice Yeast presents Lights Out, everybody. Easily, we sincerely suggest that you turn off your radio now.
My name, Arch Obler. Tonight, the fourth in our series of tales of the weird and the unusual. If you like moon and June and love and dove, and if you're afraid of the dark and the things of the dark, you're forewarned, for tonight's story is about the greatest terror in the world, the conscience of a man.
And now?
Lights out, everybody.
Mongara. Mongara, shut that door. When you get out, you smell up the place.
Big fella rain, boss. Big fella rain.
So what? Get out of here. Get out, I tell you. Don't squat there looking up at me. Get out. All right, I'll throw you out.
Oh.
Up with you, you filthy devil. Out!
Oh.
Filthy beggar. I'll write my last letter. Dear Sheldon. Well, here's my last letter to you. Another 3 weeks and my exile's over. I'm coming home. After 3 years in this devil-forsaken bush country, home. Home. I've almost forgotten how to write that word. Well, Sheldon, my friend, tell them to fatten up the fatted calf. I'm coming home rich. S. Alec Riverton won't have to take their infernal snobbery. He struck it rich out here, and he's coming back to buy the town and everybody in it. Liar, liar, liar. You haven't struck it rich, you're still a tramp. You're nothing, nothing. 3 years in hell and you're nothing. Yes, they always laughed at you and they'll keep on laughing. Alec Riverton. Have you heard? He's back in town. Yeah, sure, he's broke. He's always broke. 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 Who? Mongara. Didn't I tell you to stay out?
Bushman.
Get out of here. Blast you, get out.
Bushman, look. Me find. Me find. Me, Mongara. Me find.
Give it to me.
No. Me find. Me.
Diamond as big as your hand.
Me take stone Queenland. Buy 2-3 wife. Me, Mongara.
Listen, Mongara. I have no money.
Me take Queenland. Bushman Queenland got lot money. Oh, yes, lot money.
But I'll give you my rifle. See? Big gun. You, Mongara. Give me that diamond.
No. No, give one gun. Mongara go Queenland. Get lot money, lot gun.
Mongara, wait. Listen to me. Money. I'll give you money. More money than Queensland, man.
My hand? Give me money, my hand?
Tomorrow. Sun come up. I'll give you money. Do you hear me? Plenty, plenty money. Now, give me the diamond.
No. Boss man no got money. Me go Queensland.
Oh, wait, you can't go.
Boss man no hold me. Munkara go.
Stand still. Listen to me, you filthy savage.
No, no.
Listen to me. I've got to have that diamond. It's my chance. You can't take it from me.
Go Queensland.
I'll give you anything you want. Just give me a chance to buy it from
no, me.
No, I'll not let you get away from me.
No.
That diamond, give it to me. You're not going to sell it to anybody else. Give it to me.
No. Me find it. You no take from me. No.
You devil. I can't take it. I haven't got your strength.
No, me go.
All right. Your knife. Knife. I'll kill you. Kill you.
Yes, Charles, over here.
By George, Alec, really you?
Good to see you, Sheldon. You got my letter?
Oh, obviously, I'm here. So you've struck it rich, huh? Good old Alec. What'd you find? The whole bunch of us been crazy with curiosity ever since I got your letter. Gold, platinum, tungsten.
I'm very tired, Charles.
Oh, I knew you'd do it, Alec. All you needed was a little perseverance. Once you stayed down there, I knew you wouldn't come back till you did something important. All right, old fellow, tell me now, what did you
find? If you don't mind, Charles, I'm very tired. I had a bad trip.
Why? Well, I'm sorry. I didn't stop to think. There'll be plenty of time to talk later, won't there?
Yes. Yes, I suppose there will be.
Cab, sir? Cab, sir? Lowest rates to the best hotel.
Yes, yes, I'll take a cab.
Right in, sir.
Oh, but, Alec, your bag.
I'm having them sent on. Get in.
Right.
Where to, Chief?
Arlington Hotel.
Right.
Oh, Arlington, eh?
I can afford it.
Oh, I should hope so. One day's rent in that place would pay for a week in your old flat, eh, Ellie?
What of it? I tell you, I can afford to do as I please.
You must have had a hard trip.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
No, you didn't say what you wanted to say. I'll say it. Say it.
Ellie, what's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. Nothing, I tell you. What can be the matter? I tell you, I've struck it rich. You hear me? Rich. I haven't failed. Oh, Charles, help me.
Alec, what is it?
I've got to talk. I've got to. Charles, I've got to tell someone. You, the truth. Charles, listen to me. I had some trouble down there.
Trouble?
Yes, with a man. And yet not a man. Australian bushman, savage. He found a diamond, a tremendous diamond. I had nothing. 3 years of hell and work, and I had nothing. And that ignorant savage with a fortune he wouldn't know what to do with, so I...
So what? You what?
I cheated him out of it. Sheldon, didn't you hear me?
What am I supposed to say?
Yes. Yes, there's little you can't say, isn't there? I feel better already. It takes the grind out of a thing to talk about it, doesn't it? And you won't tell anybody, will you, Sheldon? Sheldon, don't just look at me like that. He did that, too.
He?
Mungara, the man I... Filthy savage. Why should his eyes... Listen. You know what he said? He said that 3 days after I got off the boat...
3 days after you got off the boat, what?
What? What did you say?
Well, I didn't say it. You did. You said that 3 days after you got off the
boat... Oh, no, that doesn't matter. All that matters is that I've got a pocket full of cash. Yeah, that's important, isn't it?
I think I'm sorry for you.
Sorry for me? You crazy? I got all the money I can use for the rest of my life. Hey, you, cab driver. Pull back that glass. I want to talk to you.
Your chief, what's on your mind?
What do you take me for, a country cousin? This isn't the shortest way to town.
Well, you see, Big Shot, it's this way. I just
thought that you'd die in 3 days when you get off, big fellow boat. 3 days across the river tunnel. You'd die.
Ah! Alec, what is it? Stop the cab! Stop the cab! Stop it!
Alec, what is it? What's wrong?
You! Cab driver, what did you say? What did you say?
Sir, help me. I ain't said nothing.
No, you spoke.
Alec, what's wrong with you? He didn't say anything to get excited about.
No, honest, all I said was that I'd take you to where you wanted to go.
Mungara's voice. I heard it.
Mungara? But you said that
he's dead, yes. Yes, I know he's dead. Dead and rotting half across the world. He couldn't have spoken. And yet, I think I heard him. The dead can't speak.
Come on, Joe, tell us about it.
Yeah, tell us another one. Tell us about this.
You mind if we go outside for a little while, Miss Bennett? Man.
All right. I can't take those jokes either. Well, this is more like it.
The air is good.
Yes.
I haven't had a word alone with you all night, have I?
Truthfully, I didn't expect you to talk.
Why not?
Oh, Charlie Sheldon told me you weren't much of a talker.
Well, he's right. Where I've come from, I haven't had many opportunities to talk.
Well, come now, not sing, Mr. Riverton.
Almost as bad as that. Down under.
Where?
The bush country, interior Australia.
Oh.
You know, you're the first woman I've gone out with since I got back.
I'm not quite sure whether that's so flattering.
It is. Until Sheldon introduced me to you, I just didn't want to be with anyone.
Thank you.
Very pretty, aren't you?
In the dark?
No, really.
I'm all there.
Man.
3 years in the bush country. Maybe I'd better go in.
No, stay. Please. Just talk to me.
Talk?
Yes.
All right. How long have you been back?
1 day.
Is that all? I'd better go in. Oh, no. No, I won't. What were you doing in Australia? Business of some sort?
You. Please tell me about you. You're an actress.
Two schools of thought. Right now, I'm what's unhappily known as resting between engagements.
Let's get away from here.
What do you mean?
Go. Someplace away from here.
Should I?
I want you to.
That does it. I can never say no to a good-looking man who knows his own mind. All right, Mr. Riverton.
Whatever you say, but don't forget that 3-day, boss man. You die.
No.
Well, what's the matter? What is it?
You. What did you just say?
Well, all I said was that if you wanted...
2-3-day, boss man, you die.
You devil.
What?
You think you can fool me, but it's you, Mangara. I heard you.
What's the joke? I don't get it.
Out of your throat. I heard it.
Well, now, look here.
I'll stop you, Mangara. I will. I will.
Help! Help!
Hey, somebody scream? Hey, stop that, you. Let go of her. Let go of her. Help! Somebody help. He's choking her to death. He's choking her.
Ladies and gentlemen, supposing we have a quick intermission before we go on with the second half of the Lights Out story. The story of Alec Riverton, the man who thought 3,000 miles of ocean could separate him from the memory of the man he had killed. And now to return to Lights Out. 2 days have gone by since Alec Riverton got off the boat, and this is the third day, the fatal day of the Australian Bushman's prophecy.
Now, look here, Alec. For 24 hours, you haven't moved out of this room. Now, why don't
you... Stop it. It's none of your business.
Oh, isn't it? Not for me, you'd be in jail right now. Why do you think Nan Bennett didn't have you thrown in jail?
She needed money.
Yeah. It took me 3 hours straight talking to talk her into it. Once and for all, why did you choke her?
It's none of your business.
Nothing's my business. No. I'm just the guy who happened to be chump enough to be a friend, eh? Alec, listen to me. Go to the police.
No, don't say that. Sheldon, if you talk.
I can't talk and I won't talk, Alec. My infernal friendship. Alec, at least let me call in a doctor.
Doctor? What do I want with a doctor?
For your nerves. Maybe he...
Mind your own business, I tell you. I'm all right. There's nothing... Who's that?
Waiter, I suppose, about dinner.
Are you sure?
Well.
Ask who it is.
Oh, of course. Who is it?
Room service.
Oh. Well, come in. Come in.
Your dinner, sir.
Yes, yes, I know what it is. Well, set the table. Serve it.
Very good, sir.
You are in a state, all right, Ellie. I just don't get it.
The second day.
What?
Never mind. You're going to eat with me, or aren't you?
Everything is ready, sir.
Well, it's about time. Here, you sit here, Sheldon.
All right.
Waiter.
Yes, sir?
Lights. Let's have some more light here. I want to see what I'm eating.
Alec, there's plenty of light.
Don't you interfere. I pay for service, and I'll get it. Waiter, didn't you hear me? But don't stand there gaping at me. Do as I said.
Yes, sir, but I was...
Just thinking that you die in 3 days. 3 days, boss Riverton, you die.
Kill you! Waiter, I'll kill you!
No, sir, let go of me. I didn't do anything.
Alec, let go of him. Are you completely out of your mind?
Kill him. I will. I will.
But I didn't do anything. You turned the table over.
You did, sir. I swear it.
That's true, Alec. You overturned the table. The waiter didn't.
Mungara. His voice. Waiter, you spoke with his voice. I heard you. I saw your lips move.
What? Alec, what are you saying?
The waiter, what did he say? Quickly, what did he say before I threw over the table? Answer me. What did he say?
Why? I don't remember. What did you say, waiter?
I merely said that I thought the meat was a bit cold. Perhaps I'd better replace it.
Oh, no, you lie.
You lie. I heard you. You spoke with his voice. Get out. That devil won't get me. He's dead. Get out.
Get out. Get out. My head. I can't.
Alec. Alec.
But, Doctor, isn't there something you can do?
Violent again?
All night. He'd doze off, and then he'd wake up screaming about devils. And... Doctor, you've got to do something for him.
If I only knew what was troubling him. Do you know?
Yeah, he's got some crazy fixation about some Australian savage. He told me he cheated him. He keeps repeating, the third day, over and over again in his nightmare.
The third day?
Yeah. And today, when dawn came, he began to cry. He said that today was the third day. Doctor, please, come in and look at him for yourself.
As you wish.
Who is it? What do you want?
It's the doctor, Alec.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Riverton. What's this nonsense about nightmares?
I'm glad you came, Doctor. He won't dare come when you're here, will he, Doctor?
He? Well, who do you mean?
Oh, no, never mind what I mean. Just stay by me. Don't leave me, not today. Sheldon, you won't leave me.
Of course not, Alec. Please try to calm down, will you, fella?
You think I've gone crazy, don't you? Well, I tell you, I haven't. I did hear him talk. Twice. Yes, once the first day and once the second day. But today I must not hear him. You hear me? I must not. If I do, I die too, and I can't die. I won't die. I never had anything. Now I can live. I can have all the things.
I'd better give him the hypodermic.
Yes, please. Anything to quiet him. He's so afraid. I can't help him.
Mr. Riverton, please.
What?
Your arm.
What are you going to do?
Why? They want to give you a sedative subcutaneously. It will act quickly that way.
Put you to sleep, Ellie.
Sleep? It'll put me to sleep?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Give it to me quickly. He can't hurt me when I sleep, can he?
Who can't hurt you?
Stop asking questions, I tell you. Give me the injection quickly. It's the third day. If I fool him today, he can't hurt me ever. I know he can't. Give me the injection. Here's my arm.
Hurry, Doctor.
Yes, hurry, hurry. I've got to be asleep.
Yes, yes, of course. In a moment, you'll be all right. Yes, just another second and...
You'll die, Boss Riverton. You'll die.
Alec! Mr. Riverton! Mr. Riverton! What?
No, no! Stay away from me.
What?
I heard you.
What is wrong?
You're not the doctor. You're him. The devil, Mungara.
Doctor, he's out of his mind. Do something.
Yes, of course. I'll give him the sedative.
No, no. You're him. I know it. You're him. You speak with his voice. I heard you. You're him.
Alec, the doctor wants to help you.
Of course, to help you.
No, no, don't touch me, Mungara. Don't touch me, Mungara. Get away from me, Mungara. You're dead. I killed you. I saw the knife drive in you. You're dead. You hear me? You're dead. You're dead. The dead can't live again. No. No. No, that knife in your hand. Don't do it to me. I'll give you back your diamond. I'll give you back. I'll give you back your diamond, Mungara. Don't knife me. Don't. Don't.
Doctor, he's fainted.
Yes, he... No. No, it can't be.
Doctor, what is it? What's wrong?
Your friend. He's dead.
Dead?
Yes.
Why? Why did he die?
Why? I don't know. I only touched him with the hypodermic needle.
You mean, Mr. Obler, the man died from the power of suggestion?
You heard the story. Whether it was suggestion or the force of the unknown, judge for yourself.
Right now, I'd much rather tell you about next week's Lights On. It's titled Across the Gap, and the thought in it a very exciting one. Is it possible for human beings to move across space with the speed of light?
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't forget that 35-mile-an-hour speed limit.
No, I'm talking about the future. When you hear this story, perhaps you'll be frightened, perhaps even annoyed. But once upon a time, there was a writer by the name of Jules Verne who, to put it in very polite terms, was kicked around when he dared suggest that someday men would travel under the sea. And so next week, a story... but as usual, we better wait for next week.
Lights Out will come to you next Tuesday at the same time. Be sure to listen for Arch Obler's unusual Story of the Future, Across the Gap. And if you need more vitamin B and iron, be sure to try ironized yeast. The one and only ironized yeast. With the big letters IY on the package and on each tablet.
Lights Out, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 27th of October, 1942 on CBS. And that brings the curtain down on this hour of horror on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for tuning in.